temper. You might tell them, just hold it. Yeah. When you don't want them to be so excited, you just might say, would you please keep cool? Right. And if you've been working very hard all day, you might say that you are very, very
tired.
And if you are very, very tired, you say you're all
punked out.
Okay. Any other words besides tired and punked out?
Exhausted.
Exhausted. That's a good word. All right. Let's see. Have you ever used the word wear? If somebody would ask, you might say, instead of wear out, you say, I'm all
done with.
I'm
completely exhausted, worn out.
Okay, completely worn out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If a person has been well and you hear that suddenly they have some disease, you say, last night she
got sick. I didn't.
Any other words for got sick?
Got sick.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And if somebody asks you, they might say, when was it that she
got sick?
Okay. If a man was out in a real heavy rain and didn't change his clothes when he came home, and now he's going around sniffling and sneezing, you'd say that yesterday in the rain he
caught cold.
Okay. And if it affected his voice, you say he is
has laryngitis or has tonsillitis.
What's the noise that he makes?
He's hoarse.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
He's hoarse.
And how about this?
Coughing.
Okay. Now, if you have some medicine for him for his cough, you say, why haven't you, if the medicine's still sitting on his...
Why haven't you taken your medicine?
Okay, and the patient might answer, because I...
Don't want to take it.
Okay.
Don't like it.
Yesterday
I took some.
Okay. Tomorrow I'll end up
taking some more.
Okay. And if someone can't hear at all, you say that they are stone
dead.
Okay. All right, if a man's been outside and he was working in the sun all day long and it was very hot, you'd say that he began to
perspire.
Sweat. And then the man might come in and say, I've been working so hard, just look
how wet I am, how I sweat.
Okay.
I'm sweating.
Okay. What's a discharging sore that comes to a head?
That's a rising or a carbuncle.
Rising or a carbuncle.
Mm-hmm.
All right, how about one that's usually on the back of the neck?
Carbuncle usually come on the neck.
Okay. Can a carbuncle be opened?
Oh, you have to pull the core out. That's I had an uncle one time had one, and so he said the doctor just pull that core out. Said you can't get well. Oh yeah, until that core comes out. If you leave it in there, it just never will get well unless that core comes out.
What's a reason
for rising? Rising is just a pimple, and it has pus in it, and you lance it, and it's not like a carbuncle. It don't have a core.
Okay.
But that pus forms, and it just runs out.
Is there any other name for a carbuncle beginning with a B?
No, I never heard of nothing else. Boil, I guess, would come in the head of boil.
Boil is the same thing as a carbuncle.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And the stuff that's inside it when the boil opens.
Ooh, that's pus.
Yeah. Is that the stuff that drains out?
Uh-huh.
Do you have any other names for it?
Well, I used to call it